感谢主，我们早上要来学习的是重建家庭的祭坛。
And thank God, this morning we study rebuilding the family altar.
首先呢，我们一定会问一个问题，说那祭坛是什么意思
？So over the time, we'll ask a question: What is the meaning of having an altar?
祭坛原来就是一个敬拜神的地方。
An altar is a place to worship God.
所以我们从创世纪看到亚伯拉罕他被神呼召以后。
So in Genesis, we see that God called Abraham.
那么亚伯拉罕他到每个地方都会筑坛献祭来敬拜神。
And every places he went, Abraham would build an altar to worship God.
所以在亚伯拉罕的信仰生活里面，他到处都在祭坛敬拜神。
So in Abraham's life, everywhere he went, he built an altar to worship God.
那么现在我们的教会就是一个祭坛。
So today, this church, our church, is an altar.
我们来到教会来参加聚会就是在这里的祭坛，在这里敬拜神。
And we come to church to have services is to build an altar to worship God.
但是我们又发现祭坛不只是在教会里面。
But we realize that the altar does not only exist in church.
祭坛更要在我们的家庭里面来建立起来。
We also have to establish an altar at home.
因为这样子，我们才能够在家里也能够敬拜神。
In order to do so, we can also worship God at home.
所以我们现在也在推动每一个家庭有家庭聚会。
That's why we promote family services in each family.
也就是说，家庭里面就可以有一个聚会的形式。
It means that in our own home, we can also conduct some kind of services.
所以我们来教会这个祭坛，我们会唱诗、祷告读圣经。
So when we come to church, we'll sing hymns, pray, and read Bible.
那我们的家庭的祭坛里面，我们也可以在家庭里面唱诗、祷告读圣经。
And in our family altar, we can also sing hymns, pray, and read Bible.
这就是一个家庭祭坛也要建造起来。
So that's why we have to establish a family altar.
那这样子，我们的信仰才能够在家庭里面得到非常好的根基。
So that's how our faith within our home can be well established.
那当然，一个家庭最基本的成员就是夫妻两个人。
Of course, in a family, the two main people are the husband and wife.
所以妻子跟丈夫两个人就建立的一个家庭，他们就要建造一个家庭的祭坛。
So when a husband and wife they start a family, they also have to establish a family altar.
所以夫妻两个人从结婚那天开始。
So from the day when the husband and wife got married.
他们组织了一个新的家庭。
They started a new family.
那他们又在家庭里面要建造一个祭坛。
And they also have to start a family altar.
所以夫妻两个人就要常常能够一起唱诗、读经、祷告。
So between a husband and wife, they often have to pray.Sing hymn and read the Bible.
这样子，这夫妻两个人建造一个美好的家庭祭坛。
So that's how the husband and wife can establish a good family altar.
那以后他们生下的孩子也很自然在这个环境里面长大。
And when they have children, and when the children grow up, they will grow up in such an environment.
那他的孩子一出生就在这样的家庭祭坛的环境长大，他自然而然也会去学习认识神。
And when the children grow up in such family altar, and they naturally will know about God.
所以呢，家庭祭坛除了造就夫妻两个人以后
，So besides edifying the husband and wife in the family altar,
更可以来造就我们的下一代的孩子们。
More than that, we can also establish the faith of our next generation.
所以我们的信仰就可以借着家庭祭坛的建立而影响到我们的孩子，让我们的孩子也有这个信仰。
So through our faith, we can pass on to the next generation because of the family altar.
所以为什么我们现在宗教教育一直在推动家庭祭坛的建立呢
？So that's why our religious education often emphasizes on the family altar.
因为我们发现呢，孩子们星期六来教会上宗教教育的课程只有一个小时或两个小时的时间而已。
Because we realize that our children only attended our education one hour or 2 hours in church.
可是一个星期只有一两个小时在教会接受宗教教育，可是大部分的时间都在家庭里面。
So they only come to church 1 hour or 2 every week, but most of the time they spend at home.
所以呢，他的信仰不能够依赖教会的宗教教育。
So that their faith cannot rely on the RE education, the church.
一定要在家庭里面有家庭祭坛，才能够真正的建立孩子们的信仰。
The faith can only be established from the family altar at home.
所以等一下我们会查考犹太人的信仰为什么一代又一代的传到现在。
So later we'll study how the Jews can pass on the faith from one generation to another.
他们虽然经过二次大战，有600万的犹太人被屠杀。
So after the Second World War, well, there were 6 million Jews were killed.
可是他们仍然没有放弃他们的信仰。
Yet they never gave up the faith.
现在还是在世界各地都会看到犹太人的会堂。
And everywhere around the world, you'll still see their synagogues.
而且看到每个犹太人的家庭仍然保持他们的信仰。
And you can also see each of the family, they also still hold on to the faith.
虽然他们遇到这么大的灾难。
Even though they have encountered such tribulations.
可是他们的信仰为什么一代又一代一直传到现在？
But how were they able to pass on the faith from one generation to another?
因为犹太人每个家庭都有他们的家庭祭坛。
It is because in all of the families, the Jews, they had their own family altar.
所以今天我们的每个家庭也要建造我们自己的家庭祭坛。
So that's why every one of us here, we have to establish a family altar.
那当然要建造一个祭坛，第一个一定要先 敬畏神。
And the main purpose or the first reason is to worship God.
所以我们来看第一页，说有关于敬畏神，要更认识神是怎样的神。
So the first point is to fear God, and how do we do so?
我们先来看箴言第九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
第10节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
箴言第9章第10节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
在这里告诉我们说，敬畏神就会得到智慧。
So here it says, if you fear the Lord, you will gain wisdom.
所以呢，我们今天呢，也要记得来认识这位神。
So that's why today we have to remember this God.
我们就会得到智慧。
Then we will be able to gain wisdom.
所以敬畏神啊，这是我们的家庭祭坛的第一个最重要的事情。
So the first most important thing in a family altar is to fear God.
那么要认识神的哪一些特质？
But what kind of essence do we need to understand of God?
第一个一定要相信神的存在。
First, you have to believe the existence of God.
当然，这个相信呢，有时候要更进一步是知道神是存在的。
When we say we believe, is to truly believe that God exists.
是要知道，而不只是相信而已。
It is that we also know that God exists.
因为相信跟知道啊，这两个还是有程度不一样的差别。
Because if you only believe, it's not equivalent to knowing God.
讲到相信。 又有人说，我可以不相信。
Because when someone say I believe, but some other time they can say I don't believe.
有人说，明天会有一个暴风雨出现。
And let's say tomorrow there will be a
tornado.
A tornado.
有人说我相信，有人说我不相信。
And some might say I believe that will happen, but some say I won't.
可是呢，气象预报说有啊。
But the forecast said it will happen.
但是有的人就说。 我还是不相信气象预报。
But someone might say that I don't believe in the forecast.
因为气象预报有时候也会错误啊。
Because sometimes they may not forecast.
所以对于明天会不会有 tornado 呢？有人相信，有人不相信。
So whether tomorrow there will be tornado, some people believe, but some might not.
同样呢，对于神的存在，又有人说我相信，有人说我不相信。
And also to the existence of God, some might say they believe and some say they don't.
那有人说我相信神存在，所以我会得到神的祝福。
And some said, I believe God's existence, that's why I receive the blessings from God.
但是那些不相信的人说，没关系啊，我还是可以靠自己做我自己想要做的事情。
But those who don't believe, they would say, it's okay, I'll just do whatever I can do with my own ability.
所以这个时候的相信或不相信，好像你自己的选择。
So when you talk about believing or not believing, it's almost like it's your own choice.
但是我们要说神的存在，不是相信不相信的问题而已。
But we talk about God's existence, it's not up to someone to believe or not.
它是你知道或不知道的差别。
It's something that you know or you don't know.
知道跟不知道 有很大的差别。
And there's a huge difference between whether you know or you don't.
知道是因为你看到，你体验到，所以你知道神的存在。
We know because you have witnessed it and you can experience it, and that's why we know that God exists.
不知道是因为你没有这个体验啊，所以你没有办法去知道啊他的存在。
But if you don't know he exists because you may not have experienced him.
所以知道跟不知道是跟你的体验。你的看见，你的感受有关系的。
So whether you know of God or not, it's all depending whether you have witnessed, experienced God.
像我每一年会到非洲贝南这个国家。
Every year I will go to Africa.
那我到贝南这个国家跟他们相处两个礼拜。
And I go to this country and I will spend 2 weeks there.
所以我回来以后就会做见证给大家听。哦，原来有一个贝南这个国家有很多的真耶稣教会在那里。
And every time I come back, I will share testimony and telling everyone that there are many churches in this country.
所以这个时候不要说我相信非洲有一个贝南这个国家。
So at that time, I will not say I believe there's this country in Africa.
不是相信不相信，是知道不知道的问题。
And this is not because I believe or not, but this is the matter of fact whether I know or not.
同样对各位来讲，也是一个是知道不知道，而不是相信不相信的问题。
And to every one of us, to about God is whether we know or not, not about believing in or not.
因为你没有去过非洲。
Because you have not been to Africa.
你当然不知道有这个国家存在。
Of course, you wouldn't know about this country.
所以现在我们对于神的存在，要进入到知道跟不知道的层面。
So today, when we talk about God, the existence of God, it's have to based on whether you know or you don't know.
那对我们的孩子的教育也是这样。
And this the same applies to the education.
现在对我们的孩子要建造家庭祭坛的时候。
And today we have to establish the family altar with our children.
也是要让他们知道神存在，而不是你相不相信的问题。
And we also have to let them know that God exists. It's not whether of you believe in God or not.
当我们的孩子真的体验到了，摸到了神，他就知道神是存在的。
When our children truly witness and experience God or touch God, then they will know that God really exists.
所以这是一个第一个要敬畏神的条件，就是知道神的存在。
So this is the first condition of fearing God is to know the existence of God.
那第二个要知道神是创造宇宙万物。
And second is to know that God created everything.
这个我们从创世纪第一章就看到神的创造六天的创造。
And in Genesis we know that God created the universe.
这个六天的创造呢，非常的奇妙的顺序。
And on these 6 days, the order of God's creations were miraculous.
然后第六天最后才创造人类。
And only on the sixth day, he created mankind.
所以呢，以这个创造的顺序来看呢，人类要很谦卑。
So if you look at the order of God's creation, mankind should be very humble.
因为其他的生物都比人类更早被创造啊。
Because every other creatures were created before human.
所以以后看到这些动物的时候，他们都是比我们先创造的，他们是我们的大哥大姐啊。
So when we look at all these animals or creatures, we have to realize that they are much older than us.
所以要尊重他们呐。
And they have more seniority. We have to respect them.
所以这就是第一个要学习谦卑。
So it means that the first thing we have to learn is to be humble.
第二个，我们要感谢神的安排。
And the second attitude is that we have to appreciate God's plan.
神已经创造太阳空气，还有水分，还有各样的生物。各样的植物。
God has already created sun, water, and all sort of animals and creatures.
这些都是人类一出生一被创造就可以享受的。
And these are all the things that human once they were created can enjoy.
所以我们要感谢神为我们的环境所预备的这一切。
So we have to thank God for preparing everything for us in our environment.
再来要认识神的权柄。
And third, we have to know the authority of God.
因为神是主宰宇宙万物的一切的神。
Because God is the one who controls everything in the universe.
所以人类的历史、过去、现在、未来也都在神的掌控当中。
So humans, history or past, present, and the future will be all controlled under the hands of God.
所以神有绝对的掌权。
So God has the absolute
authority. 所以我们要敬畏神。
That's why we have to fear Him.
再来，神有很大的智慧。
And also, God had great wisdom.
我们从神创造万物里面这么的奇妙，就看到神的智慧太大了。
We can see the great wisdom of God from His creation.
所以我们要敬畏神，才能够从神那里领受神的智慧。
So that's why only if we fear God, then we can obtain the wisdom.
再来呢，神也是圣洁的。
And also, God is holy.
啊, 我们看到, 这个 holiness, 就是说, 神是没有任何污点,
it means that God has no blemish at all.
啊, 所以今天神也要求我们要做一个圣洁的人,
that's why God wants us to be holy.
我们才有资格跟神同在,
that's how we are able to be with God.
然后来得到神的祝福,
and to also receive blessings.
再来讲一个神的慈爱,
and also the love of God.
因为神是, 啊, 不会长久发怒,
God is not easily angry.
他不会长久, yeah,
he's
angry forever.
He will not. His anger is not long lasting.
啊，因为他是生气一夜而已， 可是他明天就重新给我们恩典了。
Maybe he get angry for one day, but next day he will give us blessings again.
这是神的慈爱, 怜悯。
And this is the manifestation of God's love and mercy.
当然，神也是公义的。
Of course, God is also righteous.
所以神一定会有公义审判。
So that's why there is always the righteous judgment.
所以我们的敬畏神啊, 就带着那种害怕的心理。
So that's why when we fear God, we have to have a fearful heart.
啊, 这个害怕就害怕神会公义审判我们。
And when we fear Him is when we fear His judgment.
所以我们人所做的一切事情不可能隐瞒，让神看不到。
So all the things we do cannot be hidden before God.
所以神都会鉴察。
And God will test us.
啊, 神, 啊, watch over, 啊, 所以神一定会鉴察, 而且会报应。
God will watch over us and He will also repay us.
所以神是公义的神。
That's why God is a righteous God.
神也是信实的神。
God is also a faithful God.
他所说的话一定会应验。
Everything He said will be fulfilled.
所以我们抓住神的应许。
So that's why we can God hold on to the promise of God.
所以我们这样介绍这么多神的特质, 就是让我们懂得来敬畏神啊。
So we introduce all these characteristics of God so that we can know of Him.
啊, 那敬畏神之后, 我们跟神有密切的关系。
And after we know God, we can have this closeness between with God.
那这样我们就可以建造我们的家庭祭坛。
And that's how we can establish our family altar.
当然家庭祭坛呢, 啊, 也要从夫妻开始做起。
Of course, the family altar has to start between the husband and wife.
所以接下来我们说夫妻两个人有美好的家庭祭坛以后,
so after the husband and wife have this good family altar,
然后呢, 他们生下的孩子, 自然而然在父母亲的这个夫妻的家庭祭坛里面长大。
And though the children grow up in this family, will also learn this family altar.
因为夫妻两个人有家庭祭坛,
and because the husband and wife established the family altar,
他们已经懂得敬畏神。
They know how to fear God.
所以他们的孩子出生也会学习如何来敬畏神。
So once the children grown up, they know how to worship God.
啊, 因为孩子他会看到父母亲所做的来学习, 啊, 成为他们的榜样。
Because the children, when they grow up, they will imitate example that was set by the parents.
我们常常说, 啊, 螃蟹的一个故事。
We always talk about the story of a crab.
啊, 一个母妈妈的螃蟹呢, 看到她的孩子 走路都横着在走路。
And when a mom crab saw that her child was walking sideways.
对对, sideways. 然后妈妈就说, 孩子啊, 你们怎么不能够往前走, 一定要横着走路呢? 哎呀, 你们这样走很难看。
And the mom would tell the children, why do you walk sideways? Why don't you walk straight? This is not a good way to walk.
可是孩子觉得很无奈。
But the children couldn't help it.
他说, 妈妈, 你走给我看。
And the children said to the mom, Mama, don't you show us how to walk?
你能不能往前走? 你可以, 我就会学你啦。
If you can walk straight forward, then I will learn from you.
后来妈妈努力地要往前走, 不行啊。
But the mom tried to walk forward, straight forward, but she couldn't.
妈妈也是往旁边走啊。
Because the mom also walked sideways.
所以孩子说, 妈妈, 你看, 你也是横着走路啊。
So the children said to the mom, see, you also walk sideways.
所以我们学你啦。
So we are imitating you.
所以我们也只能横着走路啊。
So that's why we can only walk sideways.
所以其实这个小故事其实告诉我们一个很重要的道理。
So this small, the story tells us a good moral.
我们所有的父母亲所做的行为都会无形当中啊影响到孩子。
So everything we do as a parent unknowingly will affect our children.
孩子从一出生开始就会看父母亲的所有的言语行为。
Since the children were born, they were looking at the speech and behavior of the parents.
妈妈, 爸爸怎么说话, 孩子会学爸爸妈妈的说话。
And the way the parents speak, the children will imitate the parents' way to speak.
有一次呢, 爸爸看到孩子呢, 哇, 讲了一句粗鲁的话。
And once the father heard a vulgar from his children.
啊, 那爸爸很生气。
And the father was very angry.
你怎么可以讲这么粗鲁的话?
How can you say such a word?
啊, 结果呢, 孩子跟爸爸说,
Then the children, the child said to
him,
the father, I learned it from you.
因为你说了给我, 啊, 你说了, 你在跟你的同事讲话, 就讲这么粗鲁的话, 哎, 我就学了。
Because this is what you say to your co-worker in using these words, so that's why I learned it from you.
因为你在骂你的老板啊,
because you were cursing your boss.
所以我就学了你的话。
So that's why I learned from you.
所以孩子就会学习父母亲的言语跟行为。
So that's why our children always imitate the parents' behavior and speech.
所以我们做父母亲的一定要建立一个良好的榜样给他们看。
So as parents, we have to set a good example for
因为孩子都会看,
children.
孩子都会听。
Because our children are always listening and always watching.
啊, 他们一边看一边听, 他们会模仿下来。
And while they are listening and watching, they will imitate your behavior.
所以这是我们做父母亲的人呢，一定要好好的注意自己的言行举止。
So as parents, we have to be very watchful in our speech and behavior.
因为我们说的任何话都会影响孩子啊。
Because everything we say will affect our children.
啊，我们所做的任何事情啊，我们的情绪都会影响到孩子。
Everything we do and all our emotions will affect our children.
再来第二个呢，啊，我们要跟孩子来做信仰上的朋友。
And the next one is to be friends of.
因为呢，来教会聚会哈，不能够成为孩子们的负担。
So when we come to church, we cannot be a burden to our children.
因为如果成为负担，孩子以后就不会想要来教会了。
If we become a burden, then God and the children will not want to come to church.
我们在家里面啊，要去啊唱诗祷告的时候。
In our home, when it's time to pray and sing hymns,
也不要成为孩子的负担。
We shall not become a burden of our children.
应该如何引导他们体会到？ 家庭里面的祭坛是一件美好的事情。
We should guide them and let them understand the greatness to have the family altar at home.
因为如果孩子在家庭祭坛的唱诗、祷告、读圣经，成为一个负担的话，
If our children receive a burden from singing hymns or praying at home,
那么孩子以后就不想要参与这样的活动了。
And in the future, our children will not want to participate in such activities.
所以我们父母亲呢，要能够在这个家庭祭坛里面成为一个快乐的啊一个活动。So
when we have our family altar at home, we have to make sure this is a joyful activity that our children will enjoy.
啊，我听过有一位啊长老哈啊在见证他如何教导他的孩子喜欢读圣经。
And once I turned an altar to how he teach his children to enjoy reading Bible.
我说，要如何让孩子喜欢圣经呢？
So how can I make sure he loves reading Bible?
他说，我都跟孩子玩圣经游戏。
I always play a game on a Bible, related Bible to with my children.
啊，我们在车上啊开车的时候。
And while I was driving in the car.
啊，我跟孩子开始玩圣经游戏。
We'll start playing games about Bible.
好，现在呢，你们心中想出一个。 圣经的人物
First, think of a character from the Bible that you like.
只有你自己知道, 不要告诉我们。
Only you know who this character is, don't tell us.
然后呢, 我们大家开始问你, 有关于这个人物的背景, 资料。
Then we'll start asking questions about this character.
啊, 比如说, 你现在已经有一个人物了。
For example, you have this character in mind.
然后呢, 啊, 爸爸妈妈跟其他的, 啊, 兄弟姐妹就问你说, 这个人物是旧约还是新约的。
And the parents or the siblings will start asking, is this character from the New Testament or Old Testament?
你就回答, 啊, 是旧约。
And you say, from the Old Testament.
然后再问, 啊, 请问这个是男生还是女生?
And is this a boy or a girl?
哎, 他说是男生。
And he said, it's a boy.
Okay, 好, 旧约是男生。 请问, 他的工作, 是先知还是君王?
And the next question will be, is this person's job a king or a prophet?
哎, 他是一个君王。
And he said, okay, it's a king.
旧约男生君王越来越接近了，再请问呢，他会不会打仗？
And the next question is, was he able to fight?
结果说，他不会打仗。
And then he said, no, he doesn't know how to fight.
这个君王不会打仗，那肯定不会大卫王，大卫会打仗的。
And if it's someone not knowing how to fight, then definitely it's not King David.
可是再问下去，请问这个人，他有没有老婆？
And the next question is, does this person have a wife?
他说有, 他有老婆。
Yes, he had a wife.
那请问他有一个老婆还是很多老婆?
So did he have one wife or a lot of wives?
啊, 他有很多老婆。
And then he has a lot.
诶, 一个网友很多老婆, 诶, 那个应该越来越接近是谁?
So if a king that had a lot of wives, who would that be?
所罗门王, 对不对?
And then one raised up his hand, King Solomon, was it right?
答对了, 请你吃中餐。
That's right. Okay, now you get free
lunch. 所以呢,玩一个圣经游戏以后, 孩子以后好喜欢听爸爸, 来玩这个圣经游戏。
So if a child can enjoy this kind of game, they will love listening to the Bible.
所以孩子以后参加这个家庭祭坛的时候, 他很喜欢啊。
So when the children come and join this family altar, they will very much
enjoy it. 因为每次在玩圣经游戏的时候,好好玩啊。
Because the game, the Bible game was very fun.
他就一直想要知道到底答案是谁。
Because they wanted to know the answer.
所以呢,我们要如何制造一个愉快的环境来让孩子参加我们的家庭祭坛。
So how can we create a relaxing and joyful environment so that the children will love to join the family altar?
所以这就是跟孩子做朋友嘛。
It means that to be friends with our
再来呢,应该把握各种的机会教育来让孩子对神有所认识。
And next is to grab hold of every opportunity to talk about faith.
因为呢,机会教育真的是很难得能够产生的。
Because it's very hard to find this opportunity sometimes.
尤其是孩子有一些意外产生的时候。
Especially when there is some unfortunate accident happens.
我曾听过一个爸爸在做见证。
Once I heard a testimony from a father.
他说有一天我的孩子出去在走路的时候跌倒了受伤了。
And one time my child he was just walking and he fell and he tripped himself.
他回来跟我说爸爸我今天撞到头了我的头受伤了。
And he came back and said, My daddy, I hurt my head today, I fell.
那爸爸说, 哦,你头受伤了, 为什么会受伤?
And the dad would say, So you hurt yourself, how or why?
后来孩子说, 因为我今天不听话。
And the child would say, Because today I did not listen.
所以主耶稣在处罚我啊。
And God, Lord Jesus was punishing me.
哇,爸爸就说, 非常正确。
And the dad said, Yes, that's correct.
因为你不听话。
Because you did not listen.
神是公义的神。
And because God is the righteous God.
所以神就处罚你, 让你以后不要再做, 这样的事情。
So that's why God punished you, so that in the future you won't do bad things again.
所以这就是一个机会教育。
So this is an opportunity to teach faith.
同样的呢, 当家庭有人生病的时候,
in the same time, when there's a member in the family got into
trouble, 特别是妈妈生病了,
maybe the mom got sick.
哇, 那孩子们就很担心, 妈妈, 哦, 你生病了, 怎么办?
And the children will be very worried. Mom, you are sick. What should we do?
妈妈已经不能够再为孩子们煮饭了。
And the mom was not able to cook for the children anymore.
妈妈只能躺在病床上。
She was only able to lie on the bed.
这个时候爸爸就要掌握这个机会教育。
And that at this time, then the dad had to find a way to educate faith.
因为告诉孩子说, 妈妈生病了。
And they have to tell the children that the mom is sick.
我们要去看医生。
We have to go see the doctor.
但是更重要是要为妈妈祷告。
But what's more important is to pray for mom.
主耶稣会听我们的祷告哦。
Because Lord Jesus will surely hear prayer.
所以孩子们, 我们跪下来为妈妈祷告好不好?
So children, let's kneel down and pray for mom.
哇, 这时候孩子说, 爸爸,来,赶快祷告吧, 我要妈妈赶快好起来。
And the children will say, Yes, let's pray together, pray a lot so that I want my mom to get well.
哇, 妈妈太宝贵了, 我要妈妈。
Because mom is so precious, I want my mom.
所以孩子跪下来祷告，大声迫切祷告啊。
And the mom will kneel down, the children will kneel down and pray and pray very earnestly.
结果感谢主，后来妈妈真的好起来了。
And thank God, the mom recovered.
所以孩子就知道，哎呀，我敬拜神有福气。
And the children will realize that to worship God, we can receive blessings.
妈妈得到医治。
And the mom was healed.
妈妈得到神的看顾。
And mom was looked after by God.
所以我真的要敬拜这位神啊。
So that's why we have to worship this true God.
我需要神啊。
And I need God.
因为神会听我的祷告。
Because God will hear our prayer.
你看, 这就是一个妈妈生病成为一个机会教育。
So that's an opportunity when the mom got sick, it's a way, an opportunity to teach our kids about faith.
让孩子能够在这个时候祷告, 体验神的恩典。 体验神的同在,
so the children will be able to experience God's grace and love through prayer.
所以我们的神啊, 现在也可以成为孩子的神。
So our God will become the God of our children.
这就是一个机会教育。
And this is an opportunity to teach about faith.
再来呢, 我们的家庭要常常办一些, 活动。
And also, our family have to have some activities.
就是说我们要办一些所谓的庆祝活动。
It's to celebrate the activities.
啊，当然这些庆祝活动啊，可以说是一个属灵的节日。
And these activities could be the spiritual festivals.
啊，就像啊，犹太人呐，他们为什么一年有三大节期
？And that's why the Jews they have three major festivals throughout the year.
特别是逾越节。
And especially the Passover.
啊，因为为什么他们每一年都要办一个逾越节呢？
So why do they have Passover every year?
他们希望在这个逾越节当中成为一个教育孩子有关于信仰的事情。
They want to use this Passover as the way to educate our children.
所以每次在过逾越节的时候
，So every time when they have Passover.
我们来看啊，出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
每次在过逾越节的时候，孩子们都会问啊，爸爸妈妈这个问题。
So every time when they have Passover, the children will ask the parents a question.
我们来看出埃及记十二章。
Sorry, Exodus chapter 12.
十二章二十四节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 24.
啊，这是有关过逾越节的时候会产生的一件一个问题。
So these are the questions that when the children will ask during Passover.
啊，十二章二十四节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 24.
这个例子就是逾越节的例子，你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定例。
And you shall observe these things as ordinances for you and your sons forever.
二十五节，日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这里。
It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as He promised that you shall keep the service.
二十六，你们的儿女问你们说，行这里是什么意思呢
？And it shall be when your children say to you, What do you mean by the service?
二十七，你们就说，这是献给主逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的日时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低头下拜。
That you shall say, It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
所以每一年逾越节的时候呢，孩子都会问爸爸这个问题，说为什么要过这个节日
？So every time during Passover, the children will ask the father, Why do we have to celebrate this festival?
那爸爸就要利用这个机会来告诉孩子，我们的祖先是如何得到神的看顾。
So the father will use this opportunity to tell the children, our ancestors was saved by God.
今天这个晚上，神派天使击杀埃及人的家中的长子跟头胎的牲畜。
And it was this night in this year that God sent the angels to strike the firstborn of the Egyptians.
啊，所以，但是呢，我们以色列人都越过去，没有来杀害我们。
But the Israelites were being passed over, and we were saved.
所以我们要感谢神的拯救。
And we have to be grateful of God's salvation.
所以每一年守逾越节要来纪念神的救赎。
So every year when we have this Passover, we have to remember God's salvation.
这就是信仰的传承啊。
And this is a way to pass on our faith and our religion.
同样的，我们有两种生日。
And similarly, we have two birthdays.
第一种是身体上的生日。
First one is our own birthday.
啊，当然我们每一年都会纪念我们的生日。
Of course, every year we'll celebrate our birthday.
但是我们有第二种生日。
But we also have the second time.
这是我们受洗的那天，就是一种属灵的生日。
And the other one is the day we got baptized, which is our spiritual birthday.
我们常常说受洗是重生的日子。
And we know that the day that we're baptized is the day of reborn.
啊，重生就是再出生一次。
To be reborn is to be born again.
啊，那再出生一次，并不是从妈妈肚子里面再生一次的意思。
And when we being reborn, it doesn't mean that we were born from our moms again.
啊，因为肉体已经生一次完了，不可能再回去妈妈的肚子里面。
Because physically, we were given birth the first time, and
但是这个 reborn 啊，再生一次是从灵里里面来说的。
But when we talk about reborn, it's the spiritual rebirth.
所以我们在第二个生日就是受洗的日子。
So the second birthday is the day that we got baptized.
所以我们要庆祝属灵的生日。
So we also have to celebrate our spiritual birthday.
所以当我们在庆祝我们的肉体生日跟属灵的生日的时候，我们就会纪念感谢神的恩典。
So when we celebrate our real birthday and our spiritual birthday, it's a way to show our gratitude towards God.
啊，我记得我的女儿在出生的时候遇到了很大的危险。
And I remember when my daughter was born, she was in a very dangerous birth.
但是感谢神的恩典跟看顾,
but thank God for his grace.
最后她能够平安生下来,
she was able to be born safely.
所以每一年在过她的生日的时候，我们都一起再一次来感谢神的恩典跟救赎。
So every time when she was her birthday, we always remember to thank God.
所以身体的生日也要感谢神。
So your physical birthday, we also have to pay
grateful to God.
But for your spiritual birthday, we also have to pay a gratitude towards God.
所以当我们在过这样的生日的时候，我们就会对神充满感谢。
So when we have these birthdays, we'll celebrate it with gratitude.
这就是属灵的纪念他的节日啊。
And to spiritually remember God's festival.
再来呢，我们常常在家庭祭坛里面可以讲一些信仰的见证。
And in our family altar, we can always talk about our testimonies.
所以呢，我们的家庭祭坛呢，爸爸可以说啊，我最近遇到什么事情，哦，感谢神啊，我要做见证。
And the father can sometimes share that, oh, I have encountered this or that, and thank God.
同样的，我们的孩子也可以做见证。
In the same way, our children can bear testimony.
啊，我今天呢，遇到什么意外灾祸，哎，感谢神看顾我平安。
And the children can say today, I have encountered certain things at school, and thank God, I'm fine.
哦，所以呢，孩子也可以做见证。
So even the children can bear testimony.
所以呢，我们的家庭祭坛里面每个人都可以做见证。
So in a family altar, everyone can bear testimony.
不只是父母亲要做见证而已。
Not only our parents.
我们的孩子也可以做见证。
Our children can also bear testimony.
所以为什么每次的学生领恩会都会鼓励我们的孩子、学生要到前面来做见证。
That's why during each student spiritual convocation, we encourage the student to come to the front and bear the testimony.
我们从SSC里面的学生里面，他们会做见证，就体验，知道他们能够体验到神的同在啊。And
when they bear testimony, they know how to share the witnesses of God's grace.
所以当我在SSC里面听到孩子们做见证的时候，我都好感动啊！哦，感谢神啊！
So whenever I hear the testimony from the children and students, I was deeply touched.
虽然他不能够讲很长，他的见证呢，只能讲五分钟。
Even though the testimony is rather short, like just 5 minutes.
因为很多细节他不知道。
Because he or she may not be able to share the details.
因为只有妈妈知道，哦，那个时候遇到那困难，哇，那个多细节，也许妈妈可以讲一个小时。
And maybe the mom was able to share the testimony for an hour with all the details.
但是孩子只能讲五分钟就结束了。
But the children were able to talk about 5 minutes.
但是没有关系。
But it doesn't matter.
因为孩子已经知道，感谢神啊，有神的看顾，我才能够得到这样的平安。
And the children realized, as long as he realized that I have received grace of God and protection.
所以这个是家庭祭坛里面很重要的一部分。
So this is the essence of the family altar.
要鼓励我们的孩子能够去发现神的恩典来做见证。
Is to encourage our children to discover God's grace and to bear testimony.
让孩子懂得去感谢神。
And as long as our children be able to thank God.
去思想神的作为。
And to ponder the work of God.
然后他的灵性就会得到很好的造就。
And the faith will grow.
再来呢，家庭祭坛里面有一个很重要的部分，当然要读圣经。
And of course, another thing in family altar is to read the Bible.
当然呢，夫妻两个人首先要常常读圣经。
Of course, between a husband and wife, they have to read the Bible often.
因为呢，夫妻两个人就可以互相约定啊，我们呢每天读圣经。
So husband and wife can set a time and read the Bible together.
那以后他们孩子也会学习一起来读圣经。
And then when the children grows up, they can also learn to read the Bible together.
因为这是一个很好的习惯。
Because this is a very good habit to establish.
我们说习惯以后会成为你的人格。Because
if we establish this habit, it will become our personality.
我们说人格是怎么形成的?
So how does one's personality start?
其实人格是从习惯而来的。
Personality starts from the habits.
那习惯是怎么来的呢?
And how does the habit start?
每一天做同样的事情。
It means that routinely they do the same thing
every
day. 有人说,
你只要做一件事情, 21次以后, 它会成为一个习惯。
So one said, if you do certain things for 21 times in a row, then it becomes a habit.
所以一个行为, 每天做同样的事情, 21天以后, 你就会成为一个习惯。
So if you do a certain thing for the same for 21 days in a row, they will become a habit.
那习惯就会成为你的人格特质。
And this habit will become part of your
personality. 所以为什么每天读圣经？
So why do we have to read the Bible every day?
到现在我每天一定要读圣经。我如果一天不读，我今天睡不着觉啊。
If I because I read every day, if one day I don't read, then I wouldn't be able to sleep.
因为这成为我的习惯。
Because this has already started as a habit of mine.
也成为我的人格的一部分。
It also became a part of my character.
再来呢，我们可以相约把圣经、新旧约全部读完。
And we can also try to read the New Testament and Old Testament together.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because God's the Bible is the word of
God. 我们每天领受神的话。
And today we have to receive the word of God.
那神的话就会藏在我们的心里。
Then the word of God will stay in our heart.
所以我们 不论遇到任何事情的时候，神的话会浮现在我们的心里面，来造就我们，带领我们。
So no matter whatever we encountered, the words of God will guide us what to do.
所以神的话是不会缺席的。
And the words of God will never absent.
因为他会一直跟我们同在。
Because they will be always with us.
所以我们才会有圣经说，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
And that's why the Bible says the word is the light of my feet and the light
再来，我们读了圣经就会讨论。
And after we read the Bible, we can also discuss.
讨论就会讨论为什么会这样。
We can discuss why would this happen.
为什么不会那样。
Or not that didn't happen.
其实这个为什么就有非常好的讨论的空间。
So any why or questions would be a good way to discuss.
所以我很喜欢问为什么。
So I'm very much like to ask my children why.
我们看到现在亚伯拉罕要把以撒献为燔祭献给神。
And now we see that Abraham was about to offer Isaac to God.
燔祭是把他杀了，这个叫做燔祭耶。It's
a burnt offering, so it's something you have to kill the sacrifice.
可是爸爸要把儿子杀了，这个怎么合乎伦理道德呢？
But was it right for a father to kill his son?
那为什么神还要命令亚伯兰去杀他的儿子以撒呢？
So why did God ask or command Abraham to kill his son Isaac?
那为什么神要命令亚伯兰做这件事情呢？
Why did God give such a commandment to Abraham?
好奇怪啊！
It was very strange.
大家讨论看看。
So let's have a discussion about this.
为什么神要叫亚伯兰杀以撒来献燔祭呢？
Why did God ask Abraham to kill Isaac as a burnt offering?
为什么？
Why?
那孩子开始想，为什么？开始想答案，因为这样，因为那样，一直想各种答案。
So Aaron will think about different answers.
其实这就是讨论圣经的机会了。
And this is an opportunity to discuss the
Bible. 那孩子就会越来越喜欢圣经。
And the children will love the Bible even more.
因为圣经有很多的挑战。
Because there are many different challenges in the Bible.
会挑战我们的信仰。
It will challenge our faith.
我们到底有没有真的认识神？
Do we truly know God?
所以经过讨论以后，他会更了解圣经。
And after discussion, they will understand the Bible even more.
讨论后，我们还是没有结论，怎么办？
But after discussion, if there is no conclusion,
去问传道。
Then we say we can ask the preacher.
传道什么都知道了，问传道就知道了。
And because preacher knows everything, we will ask the preacher.
所以这就是一个非常好的讨论。
Because then that would be a very good discussion.
当然，我们也可以分享圣经。
Of course, we can share about the Bible.
分享就是互相鼓励。
Sharing is to encourage one
我们可以把圣经的话记起来。
We can also record the words of the Bible.
可以用我们现在 social media 很多的族群的网页，我们可以把圣经的话写在上面，我们全家人都可以读到这段经文呐。
We can put there's so many social medias nowadays. We can put a Bible verse in the chat.
那这个经文就会成我们每天的粮食，属灵的粮食。
And we could put a Bible passage on the chat, then that will become our daily food.
我们就每天得到属灵的粮食，得到饱足。
And we'll be fed by spiritual food every day.
再来呢，家庭祭坛有一个很重要的一环，就是要祷告。
Another very important thing about family altar is to pray.
祷告当然首先为自己祷告。
Of course, we pray for ourselves.
因为这是我的神。
Because this is my God.
他听我的祷告。
God hears our prayer.
因为这是我的天父。
Because He is our heavenly Father.
父亲爱孩子，这是必然的。
For Father surely loves His children.
所以我的爸爸一定会爱我。
So my heavenly Father surely loves me.
世上的爸爸也会爱我。
And my worldly father also loves me.
天父的爸爸更爱我。
But the heavenly father loves me even more.
他一定会把好东西给我啊。
He will give me the best.
所以我一定要向我的爸爸祷告。
So that's why we have to pray to our heavenly father.
再来，我们的家庭 每一个礼拜有一个家庭的祷告。
So every week we should have our family prayer.
再来，为我们的家人的工作祷告。
And pray for our work of our family.
为我们家人的病痛祷告。
For their health.
这样的祷告就会有带领全家人。 再一起来敬拜神。
So if we pray like this, then we can bring our family before God.
最后一个我要讲犹太人的为什么信仰能够一代又传到一代。
So another thing, how did the Jews were able to pass the faith?
我们要讲到安息日的重要性。
We also have to talk about the importance of Sabbath.
因为呢，犹太人他们非常重视安息日。
Because the Jews they place much emphasis on the Sabbath.
他们从星期五太阳下山以后，他们就要回家准备要过安息日的夜晚。
Once the sun set on Friday, they will go home and prepare the Sabbath.
所以他们安息日是从星期五的太阳下山到星期六的太阳下山，这样算安息日。
So their Sabbath starts from the sunset on Friday to the sunset on Saturday.
那在安息日一定要全家聚在一起。
And during Sabbath, the whole family have to be gathered together.
平常每一天大家的时间都不一样，要工作，要读书。
And every day, their schedules are different, whether they go to work or study.
连吃饭的时间也不能够聚在一起吃饭。And
their meal time may not be the same either.
因为大家的时间都配合不来啊。Just
because the schedule may not be the same.
但是在安息日要放下工作。But
on the Sabbath, they have to let down of all the
work. 在安息日也不用上学。And
on Sabbath, there will be no school.
所以就有安息日能够全家聚在一起。That's
why on the Sabbath day, they can all gather together.
所以安息日对犹太人来讲是一个家庭活动最重要的一部分。
So the Sabbath is considered as the most important family activities to the Jews.
所以家人在一起的时候就可以一起敬拜神。So
when the family are gathered, they can worship God together.
所以安息日呢，全家人一起穿着服装整齐，一起到会堂去敬拜神。So
on Sabbath, they will all dress formally and go to the synagogue to worship God.
再来，安息日全家人一起唱诗。And
on Sabbath, they will sing hymns together.
全家人一起在安息日祷告。
They will pray together.
那全家人一起在安息日吃个共同的餐。
And they will also eat a meal together.
再来，全家人在安息日可以做一些共同的休闲活动。
And they could also have some entertainment.
可以安息日，我们今天安息日来做一个什么休闲活动？我们一起去逛街。
Perhaps they can go shopping together.
我们可以去采买。
Can go
去买菜。
Could get groceries together.
或者安息日我们可以一起做运动。
Or they can exercise together on Sabbath.
在安息日大家能够在一起呀。
As long as they are together on Sabbath.
我们一起去打球。
We can play sports.
孩子喜欢打篮球，我来陪孩子打篮球。
If my child likes to play basketball, I will play
basketball with him. 那我的孩子喜欢踢soccer，我来跟他一起踢足球。
Or play soccer.
所以孩子在安息日跟父母亲大家共同做一些活动。
So on Sabbath, the parents and the children will do some activities together.
这样子，这个家庭祭坛就会建立起来。That's
how they can establish this family altar.
所以我们说，家庭祭坛不只是属灵的那些唱诗、祷告、读经而已啊。So
when you have a family altar, it's not only about the singing hymns or praying or read the Bible.
它更是一个家庭全体的共同的一些活动。But
it's also an activity that is allocated just for the family.
这样家庭成员之间。 的关系会更紧密的联合在一起。It's
a time that the family members can bond.
那以后任何的问题，我们家庭共同来面对。So
when there's any problems, they can face together.
所以这就是家庭祭坛建立起来了。And
that's how the family altar being built.
我们今天早上先来分享这样的重建我们的家庭祭坛。And
that's our topic today, building the family altar.
求神能够带领我们。May
God guide us.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
378。
378.